the David Letterman scandal, I guess. You all know what it is. Do I have to explain?
Just in case
there is not, the 48-hour producer for 48 Hours named Joe Haldeman allegedly tried to blackmail Dave for $2 million by saying that he'd had a relationship with an assistant. And last Thursday, was it, David Letterman went on the air and openly talked about it and said that he was being blackmailed and admitted that he'd had relationships with members of his staff, I guess before he was married. Mm-hmm. Right? So how do you think he handled it?
Well, he jumped the gun, and the politicians should take a page from his book, because, you know, usually they're like, oh, no, I didn't do it, I wasn't in Argentina, I was in Appalachia, whatever, you know. But he went right out there, and in terms of, you know, being smart politically and PR-wise, he was great. But, you know, there are issues here, you know, that's why women should be in these talk shows at night. The only people we harass are hair and makeup.
But I think I like the fact that he didn't kowtow to the blackmailing, that he came out and he was a stand-up guy. And he said, I did it. I slept with these women before all of these names. Well, they are coming out now.
Well, there's not all of these. I mean, I have to mm-hmm. just say up front that I am a big fan of David Letterman's on the air, and I also like him very much personally. Yeah. And he's a man who's difficult to know because he is essentially a very shy man, at least in, you know, when you meet him, and a very private man. So that this kind of thing would be difficult for anyone, but more difficult, I would think, for him. One of the questions
that... when you're the boss, so Barbara, you just have to keep your friend in your pants because you are going to...
Would you like me to give you a list? Of the, you know, of the number of bosses who have had, I won't do it on the air, who have had relationships.